This is Kyler Ludlow alongside Kevin Nolan here at Dayton's 5th Third Field. Kevin, you're back down in Lansing for the second time this year. What challenges have you faced with bouncing back and forth between Dunedin and Lansing?
I guess it hasn't been too many challenges. I guess the biggest thing is, you know, finding out that night after the game, you know, we got to leave the next morning and getting up early and basically flying all morning and afternoon, you know, and then getting back and, you know, playing the game. I guess that's the biggest challenge, which isn't that bad. You know, you get to sleep on the whole plane ride, which isn't bad, you know, to try to catch up on sleep. But I guess it's just the way it is.
So are there any places that you were in Lansing last year? You were there for a little while, about a month, and now you're back. Any places that you like to go frequent while you're around?
This year is kind of tough because I don't have my car, so I kind of been just kind of stuck in one little area. But last year when my family came, we went to Sophie's Breakfast Place, which was really good, nice little breakfast place. We enjoyed that, and then after they left, you know, a couple guys and I, we used to try to go there every once in a while, get a good meal in and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, pretty busy, you know, pretty much at the field all day and, you know, all night. Other than that, you know, when we get days off, try to just rest. I'm a big movie person. I like going to the movies, you know, and seeing all the new movies that come out. So I guess, you know, going to the movies and stuff.
What's the newest movie you've seen lately?
The newest, I saw the three movies lately, Pirates of the Caribbean, Thor, and Fast and Furious, and I thought they were all pretty good. So I'm looking forward. There's a lot of good movies coming out this summer. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a good summer. So you spent a couple of games, about eight, your last trip to Dunedin. Did pretty well there. What's the biggest difference between the level of competition here in Lansing and the Midwest League to the Florida League?
I guess the biggest difference is, you know, I guess just the places it's at, because it's a lot hotter down in Florida. And but I think it's not too much of a difference. Maybe a little bit, you know, with here, you know, a few guys here and there, you know, pitching or defense hitting and stuff like that. But I don't think there's too much of a difference.
Now, is the heat something that you got used to in South Carolina playing, or is it something a completely different kind of heat, or how's that factor?
I don't know. I mean, playing in South Carolina, it was definitely hot and stuff like that. But I mean, I enjoyed playing. You know, down there, it was nice. I never thought it was too bad, you know, too hot. I mean, it definitely, the warm weather helps the body, you know, going through the game and stuff like that in the long season. But growing up in New Hampshire, you know, I'm used to playing in snow and stuff like that, so I'll take 100 degrees. I don't mind that.
How long were your seasons in New Hampshire when you were playing in high school?
They were probably around 20-something games. Not very long, but that's why during the summertime, I played in Connecticut on a travel team, and we went to all over the East Coast, down south, and my parents helped me out with that a lot. So I'd say that helped me out a lot to try to get noticed and drafted and go to college and stuff like that. So we had to do a lot of traveling to try to get seen.
Oh, yeah. So who is the best player you've ever played with or against?
With or against? Oh, I'm not sure. I played with a lot of good ball players, you know, a lot of good ball players that never got an opportunity. You know, a lot of good ball players that just had a tough time trying to get seen and just never got a chance. I mean, it's tough, you know, but I guess I played a good amount. I don't know who's the best, but yeah, there's a lot of good ball players.
Any notable guys?
In the Cape Cod League, I played in Falmouth in the Cape Cod League. There's a lot of good ball players, a lot of guys that got drafted high, and they're all playing in the minors now, working their way up like everybody else.
Very nice. So you want to give any Father's Day wishes? And tomorrow's a big day, but
family's
not going to be able to be in Dayton. So
Yeah. I'd like to wish my dad happy Father's Day and my grandfather happy Father's Day, and, you know, wish I could be with them, but I know they'll be listening.
Well, thanks a lot, Kevin. This has been Kevin Nolan and Kyler Ludlow. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.